The 29th Thursday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to bring fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what anguish I feel until it is over. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, in one house, five will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The commentary today is from Father Joan Marques y Surignac from Villa Marie, Girona, Catalunya. Today, the Gospel presents us, Jesus, as a person of great ambition. "I have come to bring fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." Jesus would like to see the fire of charity and virtue already burning. He has to undergo a baptism, that is, the trial of the cross, and he feels anguished until it is all over. It's only natural. Jesus has plans, and he is in a hurry to see them accomplished. We could say he has a divine impatience. We also have ideas and projects, and we would also like to see them fulfilled straight away. Time gets in the way. What anguish I feel until it is all over. It is the stress of life. It is the anxiety anyone with great projects feels. On the other hand, having no desires is like remaining at a standstill, dead, restrained. It is like being sad and bitter, like being one who derives pleasure from reprehending those who actually work. People who are moving and cause others to move, who are progressing and cause others to progress, are ambitious people. Have great aspirations. Train your goals onward and upward. Seek your personal perfection, that of your family, that of your work, that of your deeds, that of the assignments you receive. The saints must aspire to the highest goals. They have not been afraid to face the efforts and the stress. They have moved. Carry on, you move too. Remember St. Augustine's words. If you say, "Enough," you are lost. Go further. Keep going. Don't stay in the same place. Don't go back. Don't go off the road. Who does not move forward stops. He who keeps thinking of the starting point goes backwards. He who reneges goes off the road. It is better to limp along that way than to stride along some other route. And he adds, "If you want to be what you are not yet, you must always be displeased by what you are. For where you are pleased with yourself, there you have stopped. Keep adding, keep walking, keep advancing." Are you advancing? Or have you stopped? Implore the help of the Blessed Virgin, Mother of Hope.